hot while fasting, can he take bath again and again?
There's no harm in having a bath. Even if one has a bath 100 times, it wouldn't have any effect on the fast. Who's going to have a bath 100 times? I'm just saying. That if someone truly and actually does take a bath 100 times, even then the fast will not break. Staying in water all day long will still not break the fast. It's a completely different matter if a person shows displeasure towards an act of worship. Then the element of it being makruh for him, i.e. being disliked for him, will come into play. That's a different matter. It won't break the fast.
Whenever this month of Ramadan al-Kareem arrives, common question is asked. That's regarding spitting. Sometimes people, while fasting, they keep on spitting all the time. As they think if they swallow saliva, their fast will break.
As long as the saliva is inside the mouth, there's no harm in swallowing it. And if you don't pay much attention to it, then not much saliva will come in the mouth either. You know what normally happens is, in suhoor, people normally consume oily things, like the fried papadums. They are very light in weight. Extremely light in weight, but to digest them, they are extremely heavyweight. That's how they are. So papadum and other kind of fried items are also eaten in suhoor. So these kind of fried items and many others that are consumed during Ramadan are very light in weight but very difficult to digest. They harm the digestive system. So it is possible that saliva in the mouth gathers because of these kinds of foods as well and make a person ill. Even then, if saliva comes and he swallows it, then there's no problem in it.
We normally hear a proverb: when somebody sees any delicious food, it is said it is mouth-watering. Suppose that is true. What if that person who swallows that saliva, will this act break his fast?
It will not break the fast. You know, when we rinse our mouth, we have sort of small sacs just over here under our tongue. This part of the tongue is very sensitive. So you know, when you pour some water in to rinse your mouth, in wudu or during miswak, still some liquid would come out. This also falls in the category of saliva. And even in case it comes out but stays within the mouth of the person and he swallows it back, then there's no problem. However, gathering saliva inside the mouth and then swallowing it. Regarding this practice, it has been written makruh in Bahare Shariat. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.